Anti Bullying Week is about to fastly approach us now from the 19th of November, and it's something that has always intrigued many of us as to what forms bullying can take. We've read in our local paper recently a local woman who has taken up the challenge of raising awareness but also raising money to create more of awareness about bullying in the community. Amy Owens, Anti-Bullying Week's coming up. Tell us why you got involved in this type of activity and campaign.
Hi, David. Well, as you've said, it's coming up to Anti-Bullying Week, and it's something that's close to my heart. And I just thought I would like to do something that wee bit more positive. And so I approached the Rough Island High School and asked them if I purchased wristbands, would they be willing to give them out to the kids, because I thought it might be something that kids seem to like. I know with my own boys, it is sort of a trend at the minute that the kids like wee wristbands and different slogans and things on them. So I thought that that might be something that they could use just to raise a wee bit of awareness. And just we had our coffee morning and that, and doing a few more different things just to try to raise money that during that week, whenever the week comes up from the 19th to the 23rd, that we might be able to get a few wee competitions, maybe creative writing competitions or poetry or art competitions. So that's sort of in the mix at the minute, what we're thinking. So we can use the money then to buy prizes for that.
If you don't mind me asking you, Amy, why did you get involved in Anti-Bullying Week? What was the thing that led you to be involved in this type of campaign?
Well, I think with writing the poetry, I've always explained before that I have a heart for hurting people. And it makes me very sad to see whenever someone is sad or down or depressed. And even with being on Facebook, you know, you see a lot of young people that have actually taken their own lives through bullying. And I think there's a lot of misconceptions, you know, people tend to think, oh, it's just name calling or whatever, you know, and even my own son has had a very difficult time coming up through high school. And as a mother, that's been excruciatingly painful to watch and to deal with. And it has really impacted his life in quite a dramatic way. And it's something that I never want another mother to have to deal with, especially not alone. You know, I have a page on Facebook, United Voices Against Bullying, that people can come on there and get encouraged or find support, you know, that I can just in somehow or some little way help somebody else, and to help kids feel that they're not alone. And if they have been bullied or are being bullied, that it's not their fault.
You said it's been hard to watch this bullying, and some people may think that bullying takes a form of physical pain, as in maybe either somebody physically abusing, as in maybe punching or kicking at you, but it does take different forms. What would you say to parents who perhaps aren't aware of the consequences of bullying, or maybe are unaware of the telltale signs, they're not aware of any bullying taking place within their child's life? What sort of signs would you tell them to look out for?
Well, I think, you know, depending on your child, you know, it can be a hard thing for kids and young people, especially teenagers, to talk about. And I think especially boys, because they feel that there's some sort of failure and there's a lot of stigma attached to it. You know, there are signs such as maybe being quiet or withdrawn or not wanting to go to school, or a change in appetite, a change in appearance, maybe their grades going down, and just general not looking great. And I think a mother just tends to know whenever their child is just not right. And unfortunately, in so many cases, you know, children do disguise this very, very well, till the point where the child just feels that they can't take any more, and it just results in devastating consequences. And, you know, it's raising awareness. And I think the more you go on about something, eventually people are going to get it. You know, and the more we talk about bullying and these issues, the more people will get it. And I think that gives the children confidence to be able to say, well, actually, I'm going through that as well.
If there's somebody listening tonight, a young person or even an adult who perhaps are experiencing bullying, and again, they're maybe not totally convinced that they are being bullied, what would you say to them to do? What advice would you give to them if they're listening to this wee recording tonight, and they're unsure of what to do about maybe a bit of pressure they're under from either an individual in either school or maybe even in work? What would you say to them?
Well, firstly, don't isolate yourself. That's the worst thing you can do. You need to talk to somebody. Even if you haven't, maybe you don't feel that you can talk to somebody that you know. There's different organisations, there's different, you know, websites. There's one called Beat Bully, and they have actually a cyber mentoring system, which is where young people actually, through the computer, will mentor and talk to other young people. So I thought that was a fantastic idea, because at the minute cyberbullying is quite rife with Facebook and social media, different, you know, and text messaging and all these different sort of internet things and ways of communicating. So cyberbullying is a major, major problem at the minute. So they have come up with this cyber mentoring, which is fantastic. So you can go on there and talk to somebody else. And they're aged from sort of 14 to 17. So it's all young people that you're talking to. So they know the things that you're going through. So don't isolate yourself. Talk to somebody. If it is in school, you need to tell a teacher. Regardless of, you know, some people can be put off thinking, oh, well, they'll just get me, or they'll, you don't think, you go to a teacher, you tell an adult, and you have it dealt with. And you remember, it's not your fault. It's not something that you have done. It's ignorance on behalf of the people that are doing this to you. But it is not your fault. You don't deserve it, and you don't have to put up with it. And there are, I mean, if you try to go to the school and the school aren't going to sort this out, there are other ways of dealing with it. There are legal things that can be done, but you don't go through this alone.
And I think it's fair to say that by approaching an adult, or by at least talking about it, shouldn't be seen as a weakness, or they shouldn't fear from talking to people about it.
Absolutely not. It's not, you know, a weakness. You know, it's very difficult to understand or to try to, you know, say why people bully. You know, there can be such a range and varied, you know, different reasons. But none of those reasons are good enough to be treated in a way that's unacceptable. You know, every single person deserves respect. We should have respect for ourselves and respect for others, and treat everyone with respect. So you need to go and sort it, and don't leave it, because the longer you leave these things, the harder it is to deal with it. So it needs to be nipped in the bud.
Now, to the person out there who potentially is a bully, now, they may or may not realise that they are bullying. They maybe think it's fun. They maybe think it's a bit of crack. What message would you give to those people who are listening to this and who are innocently, maybe unaware to themselves, doing a form of bullying?
I think you really need to understand just how far your words can penetrate a person's mind and a person's heart. Because maybe you think, oh, it's only a bit of crack, it's only a laugh, it's only a joke. But your "it's only" is different to the person that's on the receiving end. Because those constant remarks eats away at a person until there's virtually nothing left. And it's extremely hard to build that up. And sometimes a person can never build that their life back up in the way that it should be. It's like something's completely stripped from them. And I always think to myself, you know, how would you live with yourself if you have bullied a person to the point of no return? How would you feel with yourself? How could you live with that? You know, so you need to ask yourself these questions. And what does it benefit you? Because I believe that bullies actually lack in confidence, and that this is a way of coming across that makes them feel sort of big and cool. And you know, there's other ways in which you can have those feelings without trying to put others down, because it just brings across a negative part of your personality when you have to put others down to raise yourself up.
So this is your attempt now to try and redress all of this. And what's the positive thing, just to conclude, Amy, what is the positive message you want to get from this, and what do you hope to achieve by getting involved in this campaign?
I just would love to see young people being able to treat each other with respect, you know, and that respect, you know, widens out. It's not just for peers, but also for adults and for, you know, everyone, because everybody deserves respect. So when it comes to teachers or adults or your parents, or even just within your own peer group, you know, that word respect, there's a lot, it's a big, deep word. And I think it's something that for the month of November, at least, that we should really be concentrating on and focusing on.
And for those who are unaware of how they can get involved, how can people get involved to either support your efforts or something more at a maybe a regional or national level?
Well, there, like I say, there is different organisations out there, you know, that do different sponsored things that you can. Beat Bullying is one very good site, you know, to have a look at. Or approaching the school and even saying, what can we do to help? How can we help? Or, you know, like I say, raising a bit of money that we can get the kids involved in different activities. And I am currently going in to speak to Miss Chalmers again to see what it is that we can do. And then I can come back maybe and focus on what money will be needed to do that particular thing.
Well, it's always good to get a local perspective on things. And we shouldn't be blinkered in our views or our vision on what's happening in the world around us. That these things are real. These events are happening in real people's lives. And finally, I see the wee wristbander here in front of me. I have the right to be safe. Is that a wee slogan you came up with?
No, that's actually one from the Beat Bullying site. And I thought, yeah, that's very appropriate because everybody has the right to education. We all have the right to be safe. When, you know, these children should be able to go into school, have an education and not be afraid and not be intimidated and not be put down. So that's something that, you know, I want to work towards, that everybody can walk into school and actually enjoy being there and enjoy getting an education.
Well, there, folks, you've heard it. Why not do your part now and check out what Amy's just been talking about? We thank you for taking the time to tell us the story and her reasons for being involved. And you too can get involved by supporting her, by either buying one of these wristbands, which we'll put up on our Facebook site, but also by at least considering the impact that bullying has on people's lives.